You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two continues to roll along here on a Wednesday. The sun is out. Little fall weather out there. Not bad, not bad. It's very, it's soup weather. I said that yesterday.
Yes, and you
big
know
on
what?
The soup weather.
It's Paul Hamilton.
We go now to the Western Hotline. Paul Hamilton does join the show. Paul, how are we doing this morning?
Soup weather is, I don't like the weather itself, but I love soup.
I know,
so,
I know.
So, how about let's have 70 degrees and I'll still have soup. How's that?
It's good. It'll be 50 at night and I'll be like, oh, this is perfect. Now I can have stew. I know. I'm right there with you.
Because I do that very often. I live near the French pub and I go up there and I love their soups. So, of course, I always have a cup of soup before dinner. Then I don't eat half my dinner because I decided to eat soup and everything. So,
well, I mean, French onion
you got to have
in front
it.
Of you. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, their beer cheese soup is to absolutely die for.
They give
this great big hot pretzel with it to dip in there. They put bacon bits in there, real bacon.
I mean, there we go.
It's worth the drive, boys. If you. I'm telling you, it's worth the drive to go out there just to have the soup.
I'm going to ruin Paul's day right now. This.
Paul, you mean walk?
Oh, you live right near there? Have you had the soup?
Lives right there.
Yeah, have you had the soup?
I have not had the soup, but now...
How could you live that close and not have had the soup yet?
I love that that's what Paul's worried about. Not,
yes!
Oh, God, Derek lives near me.
Hadn't hit him yet. It's running on a delay. He'll get there.
He'll just wake up in a cold sweat at like 4 a.m. Oh, my God, I live near Derek.
I'm going to have those trackers for missiles now.
So, Paul, the Sabres last night, they're kind of doing what we've talked about a lot, where they're picking up points, they're not stacking, you know, no-point losses. The problem is the last two games, they've had leads in the third period. They're not forcing overtime. They're having overtime forced upon them.
Well, I was just talking to a friend, and I told him, I said, yeah, I feel like a hypocrite here. And I said it this morning, too, because I was sitting there pounding the table in the beginning of the year when they're they're wasting these great goaltending performances by Alex Lyon, saying they got to start getting these loser points because as poorly as they're playing, including Boston, who's next, you're only one goal behind. Don't forget the open net goal went in with 3 seconds left, which made it 3-1.
Yeah.
You're sitting there at 2-1. You've pulled the goaltender. You have a golden opportunity here to score a goal. Get the thing into overtime, at least get 1 point, maybe get two, and that would have said, I would have said in that game, steal 1 point or steal two. But, you know, they weren't doing that, and I thought it's really going to hurt them because you remember a couple years ago when the Islanders had 15 loser points
exactly.
And the Sabres had 5, and that's why they didn't get into the playoffs. So here they are doing it now, but now I'm – and still, I would have said, if you would have asked me Friday morning, you know, if the Sabres get 3 out of 4 points against the Toronto Maple Leafs this weekend, is it successful? And I would have said absolutely it's successful. And then I sat there on the postgame show after the game in Toronto thinking, well, they got the 3 out of 4 points, and they absolutely should have gotten 4 out of 4. I mean, they had a one-goal lead in the third period. Lindy Ruff said they gave up one scoring chance, so let's go with that. I don't have the numbers that Lindy Ruff has because they do it on their own, so let's go with that. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, and different. So, all right, you gave up one scoring chance, and it's in your net because the goaltender, who admitted himself he should have had it, and Lindy Ruff said after the game that you need a save there, he'd want that back. So now you've tied the game, but you go into overtime and you're all set. You've got Jack Quinn coming down the slot 2-on-1, and Jack Quinn, more times than not, when he rips a shot from the slot, is going to score. But he thinks it might be a better idea to pass over to Tage Thompson and hits a skate with the pass. So nothing comes of that. But somehow the puck winds up right in front of the net. Here comes Owen Power right down the middle. It's just him and Primo. And I still don't know how he lost the puck. He lost the puck off his stick somehow. And they didn't get a chance. And then down comes Tavares. And I understand it's John Tavares. And I understand it's an extremely hard save. But it's a save that the Columbus Blue Jackets got last night, and the Sabres didn't get a save, and you wind up losing the game. Even though you got 3 out of 4 points, I'm sitting there going, oh, they should have won too. And same thing. You know, they had a bad first 15 minutes. I thought they took over the game, and it showed on the ice because they took over the lead. And here they are with the lead. And they wound up getting tied late. On a goal that probably, again, it's a coverage mistake. And you go to overtime, but here comes Yuri Kulik. Now, he's not the number one player I want coming down in the breakaway. Jack Quinn probably is their niftiest breakaway player. But Tuck and Thompson don't take a back seat either. But still, Yuri Kulik is a pretty good hockey player. And, all right, good. Yuri Kulik's got a clear-cut breakaway. Nobody near him. Greaves makes the save. And then they have, I don't know what they were doing on the goal, but they give up the goal. Power, you know, doesn't tie up Wood. You know, it's 1-on-1, and Owen Power failed. And as simple as that. I know Lindy Ruff said Kulik lost his man, and he did. You know, looking at the replay, Kulik turns off, and Alex Tuck, he leaves Alex Tuck in no man's land because Tuck sees him turn off. He didn't grab his guy. I gotta go, but he's a step slow because he has to go, because Kulik doesn't grab his man. But none of this ever happens if Owen Power, as he takes Wood to the boards, you don't have to put him through the boards. You don't even have to hit him. All you have to do is erase him. Just make sure he doesn't come out of there. Ride him out. Just ride him out of the play. That's all you have to do. It's just ride him out of the play, and then he's not coming out from the boards to tip in the game-winning goal. And I don't know, maybe if Lindy Ruff was just protecting Owen Power, like Granato used to do with Dahlin, because he's right. Kulik did make a bad mistake there. But if Owen Power just erases his guy and makes it so he can't come out of there, just ride him out. That's all you have to do. Then he's not in front of the net to tip that goal.
Lindy, let's look ahead. Paul, let's look ahead to the games coming up here for the Sabres. Obviously, they get a rematch here with Boston. The last time they played the Bruins, it was back when they played in those first three games. They were playing non-competitive hockey. The way that they've been playing over the last seven games, though, points in six of their last seven have been impressive throughout most stretches of this. Now you get a Boston team that is hapless. They have probably the worst center depth in the league. And then they traded Pavel Zacha.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
In addition to that, so Paul, this is more or less... You should be winning this next game here, A, to get back in the win column, but B, the way that they've been playing, this is something we need this team to do, is win games they're expected to now.
Well, that first period after you lose to the Rangers, and the Ranger game was just one of those, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, they played well defensively, but so did the Rangers, and there's a low-chance game, and, you know, it just the fans couldn't get into it because it was a low-chance game, and... But at least you're in it. It was a 1-0 game, basically, throughout, and the Rangers got too late. But the Bruin game, that first period was inexcusable. Mm-hmm. Absolutely inexcusable to come out and play like that early in the season. But through it all, as poorly as you played, as I mentioned earlier, it's only 2-1 when you pull your goalie.
That's right.
You know, so you're right there to steal points if you could, but they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to get that tying goal to steal 1 or 2 points out of Boston, and Boston was just as bad a hockey team then. And the Sabres, basically wasted that game. Well, quite honestly, they wasted the first 3 games because they got good goaltending in all 3. If I'm not mistaken, I think Lyon was around .921 save percentage after those 3 games, and you get no points at all out of that. So... it has to be, if the Sabres just go into Boston and play their game and don't play a first 15 minutes like they did yesterday or first period like they did in Boston and just play their regular game and get good goaltending, do well on special teams, they should be just fine. But you can't, if you're planning on being in the playoffs and you're planning on being a better team, you can't play in the first 11 games, play the Boston Bruins twice, and lose both times to them.
And Boston right now last in the Atlantic. They've played 12 games. They've got 10 points, same as the Sabres, but it's more games played. With that, though, Paul, the Atlantic, no one has really separated themselves in this middle group. Montreal and Detroit kind of have somewhat separated themselves early. But this is also to that point of 2 overtime games that we were just talking about, that you had leads in the third and arguably should have won both. You could easily be that third team that is starting to separate yourself from the pack. And I was seeing this morning, too, through 10 games, what have the Sabres look like? I think like the last 9 or so seasons. It's, for the most part, record-wise, they look like this. So for you, Paul, have you seen anything different in this team from years prior, or is the record kind of saying something different?
Lot different. I mean, they got points in 6 out of 7 games. They got their losing streak out of the way right away, but they stopped it at 3. It didn't get to 13 or 7 or 8 or 9, and that's what's killed them every single year is that streak that just won't end. So they got rid of it in 3, and then they've gotten points in 6 out of 7 games. The difference is they're getting goaltending in most games. I would say the Toronto game in Toronto is the only game they really didn't get goaltending in. The special teams came alive. The power play was 0 for the first 3 games, and then next thing you know, I think they were 5 of their next 7. The penalty kill is still tops in the league. And, you know, even though they gave one up yesterday, they still have good special teams. So that's quite a bit different, having special teams. The Ottawa game is totally different. The last X amount of years with a three-goal lead, then you start the third period. Next thing you know, you have a one-goal lead. They would have lost that game every time. Every time. They did lose that game every time. How many times did we see them lose that game? Because they would have panicked, and panic is not a strategy. And, you know, they would have lost by two probably. That's the way they used to go. This particular game, Lindy Ruff called timeout, and 17 seconds later they scored a goal and they were on their way and wound up winning big. That's not what I've seen the Buffalo Sabres do recently. And when I say recently for the Sabres, it's the last 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen them be able to pull their socks up and recover from that. They would just have lost that game and had to explain it away. So, you know, something like that, or getting the points in 6 out of 7. They still, they had their 4-game home winning streak broken, but they still are 4-0-1 in their last 5 games at home, which, again, last year they were starting to get better at home.
They were, yeah, but that was an issue for years.
But it was an issue for years that they did that. So, you know, they're picking up those points. And what Lindy Ruff talks about, he talks about putting the season in 5-game segments. They were successful in segment number 2. They picked up 6 out of 10 points. Segment number 1, they were not successful. They only picked up 4. And he said now the thing is, one of these segments, they're going to have to make up those points. Maybe get 7 in a couple of the segments, or get 8 out of 10 in one of them to make up those 2 points. Because he's right. If you get 6 points out of every 10, you are going to be in the playoffs, no matter what other teams do around you. So, well, I lied. There was one year that Washington was the last playoff team at 100, and I think that would be 98 points if you're able to get 6 out of 10. So, but you probably are going to be in the playoffs most years if you do that. So, all right, you've been successful on your second segment now. So now that you've done that, the third segment starts now against the Boston Bruins. And, you know, basically what they have to do is avoid that streak, which last year, don't forget, right before the streak started in late November, around Thanksgiving time, they had beaten the San Jose Sharks in San Jose. That win put them in third place in the Atlantic Division, not in the wild card spot, in third place. Mm-hmm. 2 points behind the second-place Florida Panthers and 3 points behind the first-place Toronto Maple Leafs. So there they sat in a very good position. And then they picked up 3 of their next 26 points and absolutely blew up their season. So that's what they have to do. You know, in other years, it's been 7-game losing streak or 8-game. It hadn't been 13. But they have to avoid at all costs that big streak. That's how you break this playoff thing, is you know, like you did. You lost 3 in a row. Well, you know, Colorado lost 4 in a row. You know, so,
right.
You know, the Colorado's done something Buffalo hasn't. So, you know, I said Colorado. I meant Florida. Florida has lost 4 in a row. So, you know, you got to cut it off. It can't get into 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. That's how this can all be changed and how it all can be different.
And we'll see on Thursday at Boston, and then on Saturday, home against Washington. Paul, thanks for jumping on with us this morning. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, talk to you guys.
We'll see you, Paul. Oh, I was probably being told get that soup.
Get
right?
the soup. Get the soup. You live right there.
Yep.
Paul Hamilton there.
I got to bother Paul for lunch one of these days now.
Paul Hamilton there on the Western Hotline. Hope you enjoyed the Frozen Frenzy yesterday. You have one game tonight in the NHL, 7:30. The Columbus Blue Jackets on a back-to-back host the Toronto Maple Leafs, also, of course, on a back-to-back, 7:30 on NHL Network. 803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. This is WGR.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.